ಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯಾಗಿನಂಜನಾಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಜುಮಲಿತಂ ಜೈನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ಇನ್ವೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಡೂ ಎ ಸೆಮಿನಾರ್ ಬುಕ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್. ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ಟೈಮ್? ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರೇಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್. Only eight of you, nine of you. Very, very good. So tonight we'll discuss a little bit about two main criteria for book distribution. Do we have someone, you know, to be there on the board? Okay, sir. Very often we are very much concerned how to do book distribution, what technique to use, how to dress, what to say, how to think, how to prepare yourself. But that is not primarily important. More important than that, it's why you want to do it, why we want to do book distribution. So first of all, we should find out the reason why we want to distribute books. It's because it's a fashion. You know, many devotees, they are doing it, so I do it also. Or it's because I've been told by the guru, or been told by the temple president to do book distribution, but inside you don't feel to do it. So that is not really effective. And or because you want to do it because you want to compete or become the number one on book points. There's so many reasons why you want to distribute books. Now, what are we going to do now? If you could draw in a line in the middle. No, in the from the top down. Tonight, we'll have a little bit of interactive discussion. I know there's a few devotees, but hopefully a few more, they will come. and you can write on the left side, good reason. Good reason. And then on the right side, you write down not very good reason. Now, tonight we're discussing two things briefly. This is why we want to do, why we do book distribution. Why we want to distribute this literature. And then we can discuss the reason how to do it afterwards. Once we understand the internal motivations, this is just to come in touch with ourselves, within inner self, and to find out why I am doing it. Because it's important to know, and you know, that we are on the same page with our own consciousness. Now, maybe you can tell me, any of you, you could put your hands up, one of the good reasons why you want to do it. What are some of the good reasons? You know, you can think of many, like because it pleases Srila Prabhupada, or because it pleases my spiritual master, or because I feel compassionate. You can tell me any reason. Does any of you has any idea? Yes? Right. So, Prabhu, he said that it will benefit the conditioned souls. So you can write down benefit conditioned souls. That's a very good reason. So that means a selfless service. You're not thinking about yourself, benefiting yourself, but you're thinking about the welfare of the conditioned souls. Yes? Yes, benefit conditioned souls in a permanent way. So, Prabhu?
Devotee is fully absorbed. He himself absorbs in that service and he can go for long.
So, is that a reason? It's a motivation?
Yes.
Because
in many of the services, sometimes you are not fully absorbed.
Right.
But when you are doing book distribution, so, you are absorbed.
So, we can rephrase it. It keeps you focused. It keeps you focused and absorbed in devotional service. Yes? That's a good one. Krishna says in the Gita, there is no one more dear to me than such a person who preaches my glories to my devotees. That's a good one. And
it's for personal purification.
Very good. Now, this appears to be like a selfish reason that, you know, you're thinking about yourself. But actually, it's a very good reason because it means that you are purifying yourself first. Charity begins at home, right? There is a say, first you purify yourself and then you purify the conditioned souls. So it's self-purification. Sorry, you added your hand up? Oh, okay. Yes? You can speak in the microphone.
Gives us the opportunity to depend more on Krishna. And
yes, very good one. To distribute books is an opportunity to depend more on Krishna. In other words, to become more surrendered. Opportunity to become surrendered. Mother Kolanga, you have any reason why it's important? Book distribution? You are a wealth of...
I have found in this service that particularly we are completely dependent on Krishna.
You can give it, then you can speak after.
Of course, you know, I feel great compassion, you know.
All right.
Because I understand how people, they suffer. So automatically, I have, this is the first service who is the most important is, you know, to distribute these books. But also because I am Srila Prabhupada's disciple, so of course I know, because I was in this time when Prabhupada was here, I know that he was only interested how many books was distributed. Mm. And he doesn't want to know anything else. So this is a reason that I know that Prabhupada wanted this.
Okay,
most.
So we can write down it's because it's you're feeling compassionate and it's the most important activity according to Srila Prabhupada. Yes?
Well, I've noticed that in the service we are completely dependent on Krishna. We are completely dependent on Krishna.
Yes.
Like we go out and to sell the books to strangers, but many times we are most probably completely dependent on Krishna. And I have realized that Krishna responds to our helplessness in a very particular way, like person to person.
Yes. So you perceive the personal touch of Krishna. We can brief like that, yeah? So we can perceive directly a personal touch of Krishna in terms of reciprocation. We can perceive the direct reciprocation of Krishna. Any more good reason? These are good reasons, like, yes, you can give him the microphone. Do you distribute books?
Yes.
You distribute books. Okay.
Books are the basis.
Wonderful. Because the books are the basis, so therefore we distribute them. So it creates foundation for the conditioned souls. Yes?
Basically, I derive pleasure in distributing books.
Because it gives you bliss, the highest pleasure.
To see that people's lives are saved.
Yes, like Lord Chaitanya says in the eighth praise, you know, we know that Mahaprabhu, he didn't write any books like the six Goswamis. He spoke a lot, he preached a lot. The old Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. But in terms of writing, from Lord Chaitanya's composition, words, is the Shishastakam. And one of the verse, if you analyze one of the verse, is that, says that by performing this Chetodarpana Marjanam, you will acquire the taste that you are always looking for. So therefore, you can put down, like he said, you will experience the bliss that we are all seeking. Yes.
The thing is, maybe say that it's pleasing to Prabhupada also. It's pleasing to Prabhupada.
It's pleasing to Prabhupada.
Yeah.
We already said that. I think it's... Where is it? Becoming dear to Krishna, yes, and Srila Prabhupada. Representative of Krishna, which is Srila Prabhupada. Any more good reason? Yes? Yes, to preserve the Vedic culture. To preserve Vedic culture is a very good reason. Now, all these are good, selfless. Yes, you... Okay. Now, there are so many good reasons why we won't distribute books. Because, you know, we won't achieve Krishna prema. Is the... Because you want to know how advanced you are. And Sankirtan, you know, it tests you. Tests you like a thermometer. Because you have to be tolerant. You have to be... You have to... pass so many tests, insult from people, you have to tolerate the heat, the cold, tolerate the demands of your mind, the demands of the body. So therefore, you know, it's a big test. And it's the best way to test yourself how advanced you are. Yes, there is a hand on the back there. Oh, sorry, that's... It's okay, he's got it. Both hands, he's in ecstasy. You wanted to say something? Okay. Now, we have touched a little bit in on good reasons. Now we go on the other side, and not so very good reasons. Sometimes, not everyone, you know, is spotless, you know, in terms of this book distribution. Some devotees, they do because, you know, my friend is doing it, so I do also. It's like a fashion. Oh, I want to just attract the attention of Radhanath Swami. I want to get initiated, so let me do some book distribution. Oh, I need some money, so let me do some book distribution. But remember, all these reasons, we wrote down not very good reasons, but actually... Ultimately, they become a good reason. Because by doing book distribution, then the motivation becomes purified slowly, slowly. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, akama sarva kama va moksha gama utarati. Either you have material desires, or you don't have any material desires, or you're full of material desires, or you want the liberation, you know, whichever way you feel, just worship me, right? That's what Krishna says. So even if the reason is not very good, we can write them down anyway. So don't feel embarrassed. What are some of the reasons, you know, not very good reason to do book distribution? I mean, I can say one, to become a number one. I want to be number one on the top, win the marathon, and being glorified by everyone. So he could put it down. to become a number one. So now I'll pass the microphone to you. You can tell me some of the not very good reasons. Yes?
Helps me escape from the temple authorities. Go
ah,
out.
That's interesting one. So it's to become free from the pressure of the temple authority. That means, you know, it's not very much a form of surrender. It means you are not really surrendered, you know, to the... Any other reason? Like, you know, sometimes we do because I need money, not because I want to help the conditioned souls. So I do it to support my family. But Prabhupada actually said, you know, you could do book distribution. Even if, you know, if you don't have any desire, you know, you can support your family. Sorry, you heard something? Yes. Any other not very good reason? Yes?
False ego.
I know not very good reason is it's done by false ego. But what kind of reasons?
Prestige and other
things. Because you want some prestige. As we said before in the beginning, the number one, you want to be the number one. Or recognized. Prestige, you can put down prestige. Any other not very good reasons? Yes? Sorry? Physically? Yeah, but why you do it if you feel like that? We're talking about not very good reason. Like, you know, sometimes I give you another idea. A brahmachari wants to impress a brahmacharini, so he goes out on book distribution. That's not very good reason. But by doing it, you get purified. Do you understand? Like that. There's so many not very good reasons. Or because, you know, you've been told by the authority, but you haven't... You know, you don't have any desire to do it, but you do it because you've been told to do. So therefore, you feel obliged to do it. But internally, you're not really feeling to do it because it's very austere and because you're feeling tired and exhausted, like you said. Yes? Sorry? Yes, to impress other devotees. Any more not very good reason? Yes. Sorry, could you give him the microphone?
Sometimes I feel that it's just a matter of duty.
Yes, you do it as a duty. That's a good one. There's a lot of devotees that I for some time I used to do for as matter of duty myself. It's not very good reason, it's not, you know, ideal, but still is very purifying. The good reasons are the goal of book distribution. The non very good reasons are the preliminary stage of preaching. When I say book distribution, it means not just the distribution of Srila Prabhupada literature, but also preaching. Because book distribution and preaching to people, there is no difference. Chanting Harinam or Prasada distribution, in other words, giving Krishna to other people, that's book distribution. So, the first one, the good reason is the goal. That's what we are aspiring for. And the not very good reason is the beginning. When you feel, you know, all these reasons within yourself, the non very good reasons, you should not feel discouraged. Because by doing it, then you'll become purified. Distributing Srila Prabhupada's books It is actually, like Mother Kalangana said, that is the topmost activity. One book that you distribute is equivalent of to, you know, I don't want to exaggerate, but maybe 1 month of preaching that you do for yourself. You can go on preaching for 1 month. People, you know, they can hear what you say, but then after they go home, Punya Musika Bhav, they forget. They go back to their old habits. But if you give a book, they go home, even if they forget that they've met you, they go home, you know, and they put the book on the shelf. After 1 week, the book, it's a personality. A book that starts, you know, to become dynamic. It's a personality. It's Krishna himself. He may fall on your head. Or he may, you know, your grandmother picks up the book, read it and start to preach to you. Or these books, they're very mystical. The way they preach to the devotees to come, they're very mysterious. And it's very beautiful here that we could see that this is the very first temple, the only temple I've seen all over the world that has the Srila Prabhupada Murti and the left and right wings made out of Srila Prabhupada's books, because they represent the wings of Srila Prabhupada. They made Srila Prabhupada flying in his preaching. Srila Prabhupada, he took off when he came from America, from India to America. He just had a few books with him, and he flew with his preaching with the help of his books. That's all he had. So we should make those books our wings also. That's why when you give some books to someone, that person is bound to become Krishna conscious. He's bound to fly. Those books, they help the person to fly back to Krishna. Immediately, as soon as you open up the book, you become purified. You have the darshan of the spiritual world. It's more important than reading those books, than having a darshan of the deities. Why? Because you can look at the deities, Krishna standing very beautiful with a flute, but you don't understand the pastimes of the spiritual world. But the books, they explain to you why Krishna plays the flute, what he does with the flute, who are the gopis, what type of relationship they have with Krishna, what are the pastimes of Krishna, why he loves the cows, why Krishna loves the farming, the cow protection, why Krishna loves the Brahmins. Everything is described in the books. So the books are actually the altar for the reader. And you have the darshan, the complete darshan of the spiritual world and the material world. So therefore, it's important to understand the reason why we want to do book distribution. And we should try to aspire for the good reasons. So why are we doing it? It's more important than how. Now we can discover, you can cancel everything. You can wipe out everything, yeah? And then we can go to the next step, how. Once you understand why you want to do it, then you can try to practice on how to do it. Very simple. This is a very simple process to preach. No, you cancel everything. Everything, yes. Or you can cancel the non-very good reason. Okay. Oh, it's a permanent, this? Okay. So, you can put down there how. How? Now, how, first of all, what you do when you understand the reason? Today, you know, I'm feeling inspired. Like, for example, you're all sitting here to hear about how to become inspired to distribute books, right? The word how is there. Otherwise, you wouldn't be coming here, right? You came to this seminar, even if it's just few of you, it's because you won't become inspired on how to distribute those books. And the first thing is inspiration. What is inspiration? Inspiration from Latin, the Latin meaning of inspiration is inspirazione, which means in, means you put in spirit of somebody else. When you hear a nice class, you become inspired. You know, Radhanath Maharaj, sometimes he comes, he preaches to hundreds of people, and people, they become inspired. And then they give money, you construct a big temple, beautiful. They become inspired to preach, to join. So inspiration takes so many shapes. They come here to serve. They become favorable. So this word, the very first thing we need is inspiration. And how do you become inspired? So that means you see the sadhu and you put the spirit of that person in you. That's what Jesus did. Jesus, when he preached, how did he attract disciples? Because they imbibed this spirit. Right? Srila Prabhupada, he came to the West. He made so many disciples, so many followers, because every one of them, they imbibed this spirit. So inspiration means that you take my spirit and you put it in you. That's the meaning of sadhu sangha. You know, you go to a devotee, you serve that person because you feel inspired. And you put the spirit of that person within you. So this is very first thing. How do you become inspired? By hearing. So the ears is the first gate to retrieve or to assimilate informations. You can become contaminated by some prajalpa, or you can become inspired by some Krishna katha. So it's very important what you put in your ears. Right? So this is called inspiration. A bad spirit, when you absorb the bad spirit of a person, the effect of that bad spirit is that makes you depressed. See, it's inspiration first. You become, when people, criminal, for example, how they become criminal? By associating with a bad person. So they put the spirit of that person into themselves, and they become contaminated by that spirit. And then they become, so first is inspiration, then becomes impression, depression, they become depressed. So bad spirit makes you depressed. And then to get rid of it, expression. So it's impression, compression, depression, and expression. But if we are intelligent, we want to put in our heart good spirit. So you associate with good devotees. So there are so many ways how to become inspired to distribute books. And one powerful way is to serve advanced devotees or to read the books of an advanced devotee. So you read a book, you feel inspired. That's how you maintain the practice of the following the four regulative principles, by reading those books. It's liquid religion. They're not just made for the conditioned souls. Like you said before, one of you said, you know, you do book distribution because it purifies you. That's true. But you should read them also. The merchant, he always knows the nature of his product. So very first thing, it's inspiration. That's how you put in practice. So you become inspired. How to become inspired? By associating with devotees and reading the books. And then how to prepare yourself. Like, you know, tomorrow I won't go and distribute some books. I'm feeling inspired. I'm feeling merciful. So I want to do something for Srila Prabhupada. Rather than hang around in the temple, you know, do some yoga and do this and do that, or do some, you know, waste time or whatever, rather than sleeping or chatting with devotees, you know, let me go out and distribute some books. And Srila Prabhupada becomes so pleased. Just by thinking of it, you haven't done it yet, because tomorrow is yet to come. Just by thinking of it, that's called Gaunya Bhakti. Gaunya Bhakti means preparation for devotional service. Before you go on the altar, you take shower, you put on tilak, you prepare your consciousness. So that's non-different from worshipping the deities. So Gaunya Bhakti, you wouldn't find it in the eight process of devotional service, but it's actually non-different from the nine process of devotional service, which means preparation. Gaunya Bhakti means, like, today I'm thinking, let me tomorrow go out and distribute a few books. That is, you're already purified. That you're already preparing your mind, your heart. You're preparing your bag. You're preparing a few books for tomorrow. Or you're preparing yourself by a good sadhana, going to bed early. Does it make sense? So this is how to prepare the consciousness. And then how to do it, how to become inspired, how to become charged up. So then you good sadhana, you can put down. Good sadhana, waking up early in the morning. You can get up early. Even if you feel very tired, the very first book that you give out is to your mind. Preach to your mind. My dear mind, because actually Krishna, that's what Krishna did. He spoke a Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. It's like giving him a Bhagavad Gita in the form of a book. Arjuna represents our mind. And the soul, when we wake up in the morning, the intelligence is Krishna. It's the Krishna leading the charioteer. The chariot. So he's giving, the first person we have to preach to is our mind. Because the mind has to do the fighting. The mind does the fighting. The mind tolerates, you know, the heat, the cold. The mind tolerates the harsh dealings of other devotees. The mind has to tolerate so many things. The tiredness of the body. The mind has to tolerate sleep. Lack of sleep, mind has to tolerate the duality, the urge of speech, the urge of, there's so many things we have to tolerate with our mind. So therefore you want to make your mind strong. And how you make your mind strong? Become a yogi. Regulation. Make your mind your friend, not your enemy. And then, once the mind becomes favorable to you, you become very powerful. Become one with your mind. Very, very powerful. You get up in the morning and just say with your mind, today, my dear Lord, no matter what happened, I want to preach. I want to go out and distribute a few books. The result I leave up to you. You want me to distribute 10 books, 1 book, 100 books, 1,000 books, non-books, It's up to you. That means surrender. So that's how we prepare ourselves. Yeah, and then you hear from a Vaishnav, a class, or you can read a little bit to charge up yourself. Because book distribution is so pure, this activity, that there is nothing material in it. Even when we discussed about the not so good reasons, they're not material. We say not very good, but we don't say that they are material. It's good. There's no harm, you know, I do book distribution because I want to become number one. Or for prestige. Why not? But Krishna, by doing it, Krishna will purify. That prestige becomes humility. It becomes, you know, then a push. You want to push other devotees to become number one. Then you will, by doing book distribution, by preaching, you will understand that prestige, it's actually even a, it's just a bad smell. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you know, it's like when you walk and you step in on the dog stool, and then, you know, it's very, that's prestige. Some people, the materialistic people, they are very attached to it. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's even more dirty. The prestige is more dirty than the stool from the shoes. You know, the stool of a dog attached to your shoes. So, by doing it, you become purified. There is no doubt. And what else would you do? How do you prepare yourself? How to speak to people? How to harm yourself with knowledge? How to walk, how to move, how to approach people, how to stop them? How to dress? Karmic clothes, devotional clothes. This is secondary. The very first thing, you know, is more important, why we are doing it. Like in the West, they use the board. Some they do straight books. This is goes in the categories of how you do books. That's not very important. Main thing that you do it. So, we have spoken a little bit about how, you know, how to prepare ourselves, how to become inspired with the help of a good sadhana, by reading Prabhupada's books, by associating with devotees. And in this way, all these qualities within our heart, tolerance, mercy, compassion, intelligence, determination, knowledge, everything becomes manifest. Just by becoming inspired. So, it is indeed a very, very dear activity to Srila Prabhupada. I'll tell a very small story before I close, and then we can show a little something on the screen. Once Srila Prabhupada was writing a letter to a devotee, 1976 in UK, in his room, darshan room. And two devotees, they came in the room. Kula Shekhar, his name, was one of the early Srila Prabhupada disciples. And there was another devotee. I've been told about this story from Tribhuvanath Prabhu, who passed away from UK, and Rancho Prabhu, who are senior Prabhupada disciples. Later on, they came in the room also. There were four of them in the room. And one of them, Kula Shekhar, said, "Srila Prabhupada, sorry if we disturb you, but is it true that I heard from some devotees that you said that just by chanting Hare Krishna and following the four regularity principles, we can go back home, back to Godhead?" And Prabhupada, he stopped the writing and you know, he put his head down and he became emotional. His lips, they were trembling. So this devotee, he thought he made an offense to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, he was like, he was trembling with his lips. And then he put up his head and he said, "Do you think I would cheat you?" He said, "Of course. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna and following the four regularity principles, of course you go back home, back to Godhead. Please have a faith in what I said." And then he said, "What to speak? If you help me by distributing my books, you don't just go back home, back to Godhead, but Lord Chaitanya will personally come and he will personally rescue you and take you back home, back to Godhead." Because this devotee was a book distributor. Now, from this you can understand that Srila Prabhupada is very liberal. If you don't do book distribution, it's not that you go to hell. It's not a sin. You can come and join the temple, serve devotees, take prasad, hearing the class of Radhanath Swami, enjoy the association, devotees, chant and dance, read the books, happy, go and sleep. Nobody really can legislate on you that you must go out and distribute books. So Prabhupada, he said, just by chanting Hare Krishna and following the four regularity principles is enough to go back home, back to Godhead. That means that Prabhupada is very merciful, very liberal, he's not demanding anything from us. But as a sign of reciprocation, when I heard about this story, this pastime, I feel like obliged to help, you know, this magnanimous person, you know, because Prabhupada became emotional. He said, "You know, do you think I would cheat you? You know, that's all you need to do. Chant Hare Krishna and follow the four regs. You don't need to do anything else. But anything else you do, it's all plus." So, how powerful is this activity of book distribution? For the pleasure of someone who is very liberal, is not revengeful. Prabhupada is not, it's not that if you don't go out on books, you get bad karma. You fall off the stairs. Or you don't get a good wife. Or you don't advance spiritually. That's very dogmatic. Book distribution is liberal activity. It's optional. It's not imperative. Nobody has got a gun, you know, towards the devotee and say, "You must do book distribution." It's not like that. It's something, that's why we try to analyze, you know, the motivation, why we want to do it, and try to find out a spontaneous reason, isn't it? Why I want to do it. Usually, to tell you personally, when I start to distribute books and preach, I didn't like it. It was like poison for me. I said, "I don't mind to take prasad, to be a driver when I joined. I hate the book distribution. I even hate to say this word, hate. You know, it's a sacrilege now for me." And I did not like it to stand in the street and try to harass people, you know, give a book and try to get money out of them. I thought it was very rude to do that. You don't want to disturb the people. You have to be kind to people, peaceful. Let them do what they want. That's what it means to be a saint, right? That's what it's supposed to mean. But actually not. You know, we are supposed to wake them up. We're supposed to be a little bit aggressive, slightly aggressive, to wake them up from the ignorance. "My dear sir, there is a ditch in front of you. Please don't fall in it. Take this book. It will serve you as a bridge for all the material nations, for sufferings, birth, death, old age, disease. Please read it. This is for your own good. It's not for my good. I'm already on the, you know, on the safe side. So, Srila Prabhupada, because he's very merciful and he does not demand us to do it, so therefore you feel like you want to reciprocate for the Krishna consciousness that he gave us, so you want to reciprocate by pleasing him, by serving him in something which was very dear to him. Because believe it or not, he gave most of his life to these books. If you see Prabhupada, he only preached in any lecture, Prabhupada only preached for half an hour. And then he had a kirtan afterwards, right? Every lecture is not more than half an hour. Did you see Prabhupada spending most of his life worshipping the deities? Or did you see Srila Prabhupada spending most of his life you know, touring around, you know, goodwill tour, visiting and try to convince people about Krishna? No, he was actually, he spent, the very first thing that he did when he woke up in the morning, he used to spend 3, 4, 5 hours translating those books. Because they're the most important thing. Like one of you said before, to preserve, you know, the Vedic culture. You said it. It was a very good one. Because things, they can get destroyed. The deities, they can get destroyed. The beautiful temple can get destroyed. Look what the Muslims, they did, you know, at the time of the Mughals, you know, they destroyed all the temples of Vrindavan. Even a sadhu, he can disappear. He can get destroyed by evil force. But the message of Krishna consciousness, these books, and the message that people, they learn from these books, stays forever. They remain. These books, they've built this temple. They've built us. The books, they've built the deities. They've built the altar. They've built this culture. The message of God, that's what these books, they contain. So therefore, they are the most important ingredient of our process of Krishna consciousness. There are five things are considered to be the principles of devotional service. And one of the most of these five things is studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because it's Krishna himself speaking. When you open up the book at random, that's Krishna talking to you. And then you become a catalyst for wonderful programs of preaching, for making so many people devotee. You become a catalyst for building wonderful temple. How did Radhanath Maharaj inspire donors to give money to build beautiful temple or to make so many followers? It's because of the books and because the association of Srila Prabhupada through his books. He didn't have much association with Prabhupada, but he had a lot of association with Prabhupada through his books. That's how you become very powerful. Powerful preacher, powerful Vaishnav, very merciful. You become very exalted in everything just by being in touch with these books. Possessing them is our only wealth. Distributing them, talk about them. How powerful are those books? So, this is the wealth of our society. We were discussing about the five principles, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, living in the holy dham, worshipping the deities, associating with devotees. And which one is the other one? Chanting Hare Krishna. Very important. Chanting Hare Krishna is actually studying the books. It brings you to that level of Kirtaniya Sadahari. because the goal of these books is to make a person perfect in Kirtaniya Sadahari, you know, to always chant Hare Krishna, think of Krishna, and never forget Krishna. So this is the message of this book. It's very simple. There's not much philosophy in these books. Actually, they're very simple to understand. There are so many other things, they're very complicated. But Prabhupada's books are very, very simple to understand. It's not hard to understand. It's all about love. It's all about... Even a child can understand those books. And then you can use the tool of preaching by putting, you know, a little bit of more academic knowledge in it. You know, some academic skills. You can put, you know, some kindness in it when you preach. You can put in it some jokes or some sense of humor. But actually, the message of these books is very, very, very simple and so pure and clear, like the crystal water. And that's Krishna. He's very simple. So we finish here. And we will show now a little... It's about 5-7 minutes. What time am I supposed to stop the whole thing? 9 o'clock? Sorry? 8:50. Okay, so we got 10 minutes. We will show some slight show. In the UK, we have started a new motto, new program, which is called A Little from a Lot. You know, Srila Prabhupada in the past, he did a lot. Prabhupada, he was one person, right? But the accomplishment that he performed was a lot. But as we advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to understand that in order to do the same work that Srila Prabhupada did, we have to invert. We have to perform the other way around, a little from a lot. Because we are very small, so therefore, but we could do a little. But we are a lot. We are a lot of us. So if you take a little from a lot, like here you have a congregation of how many devotees? 1,000? 2,000? 2,000. So it's a lot. So if everyone goes out and distributes just few books, very few, there is not much strain, it's not very austere. And be kind, you know, to those people, to those, preach nicely to them. Would you like to, you know, don't force them to go out and do it. Make them act in a such way that they are attracted by you. Create the flow of book distribution. Then everybody does a little something. That's called a little from a lot. Then at the end, you have a bigger result. See, Srila Prabhupada, he did a lot on his own. But we can do a lot together. This is the difference. Prabhupada was great. We are small, but all together we are also great. That's what Prabhupada said. You can only do what I did if you work together. So we have developed this program. Radhanath Maharaji came for the after the marathon festival. He very much liked it. And Giriraj Swami, they are preaching about it now. They want me to do some seminars in Europe, in Hungary and France, Germany, because it works. You know, it creates very relaxed program and it's not much pressure. Because otherwise, if you expect, you know, few distributors to do a lot, you know, they will not survive. It will just crush them. Book distribution is very blissful, but if you can stay in that program, you're a hero. But if you cannot stay in it, then create an army, a congregation. So we want to relieve those few full-time brahmachari from doing a lot and do ourselves little. So if everyone does a little something, a little from a lot. That's what we did in England. We had a great results. We had all the congregations, the Namahatta, the Pandavasena, we have different types of life members, patrons. They all participated to do little something. And when you put a few thousand people together to do a few books, then you get a great results. And that's what it's all about. Congregation, no competition. Lord Chaitanya did the same thing. You know, he created the congregation. If we all do little something, and then you will see great results, they will come. So, and we have established this program, which has been a catalyst program for a great adventure perspective for book distribution. It's been a new avenue, you know, to explore fields of book by engaging anyone and everyone, even the kids. They went out and did a few books. The Gurukula, you could see in the slideshow, the old Yatra, the GBC himself. I asked everybody to please, everybody do little something. And we achieved more result than last year, that when the devotees, they kill themselves, you know, to... It's much better like that. And in this way, everybody feels part of it. That's the wonderful news. And everybody will understand, feels connected to Srila Prabhupada. So we will show this slideshow. The first one is the... this one, the slideshow. There is also... this is a warrior program, that weekend warrior, that we have. It's from the beginning. This is one of the someone preaching in the swimming pool. It was a bhajan with the slideshow, but anyway, we can show like that. Okay, this is some of the Pandavasena in Birmingham. These devotees, they're all young Pandavasena. They're doing book distribution with Harinam, a book table, and Prasadam, and they have little deities. So everything is going on in one go for 4 or 5 hours once a month. And they get permission from the council. So there's a little bhajan on the street. People, they come, they get the book from the book table, they give some Lakshmi, they take prasadam. Carry on. And at the same time, you know, I train those young devotees. These are all students. They're not really great preachers, but they take part. This is another one with Namahatta program in one of the main city in England. This is Weekend Warrior in Slough. You can see the book table on the back. Some day chant Hare Krishna, they give out prasadam. Some day do a little bit of book distribution, and some day distribute prasadam. Carry on. This is one of the temple president of Bhaktivedanta Manor. He also goes out. It's one of the Matajis from the congregational preaching. So you could see book tables go everything, books, prasada. People, they come and put the donations. It's just about like every week is going on in every city. And they, it's properly done, you know, with the permission from the council. This is like training a few devotees in the street. Training some of the ladies from Bhaktivedanta Manor. This is Vijay, the international minister for book distribution. This is the town of Leicester, temple president of Leicester. Some of the Italian devotees. See, people, they take part in Harinam. They take prasadam. They dance with the devotees. So Street. This is very nice because it's only about 3-4 hours. It's not very tiring. We go in a city, prepare the book table, and the old Gurukul also, even the children, they take part in it. They go out to distribute shop to shop. They give out a sweet, a book, and the people, they naturally give a donation. This is one of the seminars at the manor. One of Sangirtan leader at the manor, Sutta. He's one of the youngest book distributors. Did very well in the marathon, Markandeya. It's only 17 years old. He's a friend of my son. He got inspired, you know, and all of a sudden he went out every day. 17 years old. This is the management council. These are all my colleagues, Pragosh Prabhu, GVC, Jainitai Prabhu, you know him. It's my wife also. This with books. It's Titikshu is the in charge of the BBT. That's my son on the left. He's also distributing books to young men. He's 18. Radhalandonishvara. This is another Namahatta program. I'm engaging, you know, many of the Namahatta people. For many, many years, they just knew a room that we were having program every weekend, but they never went out and experienced the taste of preaching. So we have started this warrior program, Weekend Warrior. They loved it, and now they are doing it every weekend, just for 3-4 hours, a little something. Carry on. There's some in Scotland, Scottish devotees. These devotees are the, I could say, some of the best book distributors in the world. They're very, very powerful book distributors. They distribute 100, 200, 300 maha big books a day. Okay, open it soon. Yeah? Okay, so we almost finished. And that's Sutapa. Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada and his books. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai.